Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Hello, Terry. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year's. And this is a brand new start, so
So I hope this is better than it was last year. And without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest, Jesse Kelsey. How you doing?
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be
yes,
here.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you here. People don't understand that you are a world-renowned astronumerologist. And could you tell me a little bit, how did you get into that? And you knew that was your
yes.
passion?
Yes, of course, it is my passion, undoubtedly. But I come from the, my background is, you know, the Far East. I was born and raised in India. Then I came to the United States in 1988. And it's after I came to the States, you know, I dwelled deeper into numerology because I had some very basic information, you know, when I came here. And then as most new immigrants, you know, who have to face, you know, many challenges to, you know, to rise and come out of difficult situations, I used this basic science of numbers, right, to improve my life. And that's how it got more defined and more pronounced in my life. So I've pretty much used it everywhere. You know, all my initial experiences, I went to flight school, became a flight instructor. I taught at a flight school. Then later I got into the business of property and real estate. I became a broker. And then I was blessed to, you know, close more than a couple of hundred escrows in my real estate company. And then I used numerology, you know. I always had an edge with numbers, you know. I had an edge because my clients or whoever I dealt with, I did business with then or now, feel that, you know, I had a little more than what a regular realtor would know, you know. I mean, realtors basically would know just to go put a sign and say, okay, you can sell it for this, right, and that's it. So they never had that element of explaining why, you know, why sell or why, which one to buy, you know, kind of energy, right? So, so that's how I use it initially. But I do, but then in my own personal life, you know, I've lived by numbers all the way, you know, I've used it for my clients as well. And then they just kept coming naturally to me all these years. And the fact is that, you know, my all these people that God sent me over the years, now, of course, they're a lot. You know, I have learned a lot from them, too. You know, I have...
Well, that's a blessing because you have turned that numbers thing into wealth, and I ain't mad at you at all. But before I ask you another question, I'm going to let Chris ask his question. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay.
All right, Jesse. I guess my first question is, you know, personally speaking, I'm not that good at math, so... You know, like I'm good at math, I'm just not good at counting numbers. So can you be semi-good at math and still be a pro at numerology?
Yes, why not? It's not that mathematical. But, yeah, of course, you need numbers and all that. But there's some calculation there. It's, no, you can absolutely do it. It's, you know, easily, absolutely, yeah. But the thing is, it's, you know, there are a lot of factors to be considered, right, which come from experience, you know. And, and as you learn it, you know, read about it, research it, and then it, you know, I think Chris, it's a lot about, you know, attracting that energy, you know, who comes to you and who you consult and what you tell them and how it impacts their life, right? So it is, so that's how it goes, right? So if you consult somebody and say, hey, do this, do that, and do that, right? And if that starts happening, right, it has to, see, when you consult somebody, something has to shift. He has to come back and say, hey, Chris, you told me that this happened. Oh, that happened. You know how it is? It has to be like that. Otherwise, if you say something to someone and nothing happens, you know, then they say, oh, well, you know how it is. So that is one aspect. Anybody can learn numerology, but then I think there is a little bit of gift to it, too. You know there's something that you come with previous lifetime, and you're born with it a little bit. You know, it came from another life or many lives, you know. So I add that to that as well, yeah.
You know how people say, this is my favorite number? Like, my favorite number is 5 because I was born in 10th month, 10th day, and I break it up 55 year. So is there any truth to that statement that this is my favorite number, that we don't even realize that it's a number that is just exclusively for us only?
Yeah. We do that all the time. We just use our date of birth and we can, you know, find our best codes, right? And so there is not a favorite. There's actually a lucky number. No, those numbers are lucky, and if you use those numbers all the time, you know, you'll find that you know, you'll always knock the right door and, you know, things will happen all the time. See, I'll give you my example. I see I'm born on April the 3rd some year, you know, and that my basic numerology vibrates more with number 3 and number 9. So, and I've used 9 extensively, right? If you look at the name of my company, Jesse Kelsey LLC, is a 36 is a 9. If you look at this book, all about numbers, my second release, it also has the energy. So why I've used 9 myself? It's because that Mars energy vibrates with me, you know, it works really well, and I've used it over a number of years. But then that might or might not work with somebody else, because it changes the code, right? So if you could tell me what day and month you were born, don't give me the year, and I can pick some numbers, and I'll give you your best ones, you know? And then,
okay, well, I'm got it for you right now. I was born in the 10th month and the 10th day.
So say again, 12th month?
No, the 10th month and the 10th day.
Okay, so you're Libra. October, yeah, so you're Libra.
Yeah.
Okay, so Libra, I love Venus energy. And 10th, yeah, there's a strong sun energy, so you always show time, you know, you're always in the, you know, it's always there in the middle. But then, you know, see what happens is, so let me see, October the 10th, the influence of Libra, which is Venus number 6, and that means... So when there's a lot of attraction when you're growing up, you know, you were liked by a lot of, you know, there's a lot of attraction towards you. No, I think it still is. 2 and 7 basic moon and Neptune. So that makes you very psychic too, by the way. You know that you're very intuitive, very very intuitive. I wonder if you've noticed that already. 7 is.
I have some things. I just feel it, and I just know. When to leave, when to go, and when to, like, just listen. But I didn't want to take that too much further because I didn't want stuff coming at me that would scare me, you know. But, yeah, I'm very intuitive.
Yeah. You are very. And then you said you should always listen. You know, you should go with your first guts. You know, you don't second-guess yourself because, you know, people, so this kind of numerology, you know, you don't need to consult anybody. You know, you already know the answer. But if you ask, if you take another guess from somewhere, you'll be wrong then, you know. Because you already know the answer. That's where it comes.
Okay.
So don't second guess yourself. Otherwise, moon number 2, number 7, 2 and 7 will always work for you. That's on the basic code. And then, you know, your ruler is Libra, which is number 6. So Venus again is, Venus again is good for you. So that which means that 2022, the moon 3 times this year, you know, the strong Venus energy will also benefit you as the year progresses.
Okay, I like that, Jesse. Woo. I know that. Chris, you want to know about his birthday, too. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then, so one last thing I want to tell you was, you know, a cat's eye. You know, a cat's eye is a crystal. You can wear a cat's eye in any form, as a bracelet or a ring or whatever. Cat's eye would be very good for you. It will work on the root chakra. And it'll protect you, and it'll protect the mystery, you know, that, you know, the unseen energy, that stuff that is very mysterious. Also, you know, it'll protect you from there all the time. So it'll guard the root chakra, the center of the foundation. All right? Okay.
I like that. I think I do have some cat's eye jewelry. I got to pull it out. Okay. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Justin. I'm going to ask this question, Chris, as well.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay,
please.
Yes. Yeah, Jesse, my birthday is July the 7th, which is 7-7, and my sign is Cancer. So what does that mean?
Yeah, got it. Water, okay, let me see here. So July the 7th, interesting, you're sitting together, so you both have sevens, you know, so you're both, you know, you're together and you're doing the right thing. So you, again, are very, the same numbers, 2 and 7. How long have you known each other?
How long has it been, Chris? 3 years?
Yeah, I don't know. Four. I think we're getting close to 5. 4 or 5. Yeah.
I don't remember. I got short-term memory.
Yeah. You are same energy. Very intuitive. Very intuitive.
Okay.
You know, white pearl. White pearl in some form would be very good. Like, you know, traditionally East Indian people who wear a white pearl in a silver ring in your right pinky finger. That's how they wear pearl. And the white pearl is going to work right on the second chakra, you know, on your creativity, right? Mm. It'll work right there.
Okay.
And,
wow.
Yeah, so the white pearl would be excellent for you.
Awesome, yeah.
Well,
yeah, but again, going back, but very psychic, just like her, very intuitive, very good intuition. Very good. Listen to yourself.
Okay.
Well, I hope this is a profitable year for me as well, as because I saw the pictures of you and you living large, you have planes and a beautiful home. So, oh, show off, Jesse. I want to be like you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Jesse, tell us about the two books that you wrote.
Yes. Okay, so the first book was titled The Power of Home Numbers. And that book, primarily came out of my experience working with clients on real estate clients, because I'm a real estate broker here in the state of California, and then my sense of numerology. So I combined the two and I wrote that book. So that first book, that it has examples. So I've given many, many, many examples of different shades of numbers, and those examples are primarily based on street numbers and addresses, So we have this street number, and the people living here with these date of birth, and this is what happened. That, you know how it is? So there's a lot of knowledge for someone who's researching, who wants to learn more about home numbers, right? You can go and research and read that book. But then I also want to mention that that book and also the second book that I'm going to talk about, All About Numbers, both these books are not how-to books, right? So I don't want anyone to go buy these books saying, oh, it's a how-to book, and once I read them, I'll know it all. No, it won't happen like that, because there's so much information and nobody knows everything, and neither do I, right? So, so with that in mind, if you buy that book, I'm definitely sure you'll learn a lot from it, learn a lot. Yeah. And but there are some places that you're going to get stuck, and then you would also need my help too. So, the books are on Amazon. The Power of Home Numbers is on Amazon, and then so is All About Numbers is also on Amazon. You can even download an e-book, right? But that wouldn't cost more than a few dollars, right? An e-book, most people do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe $2 or $3, and easier, and on your iPad,
By you being an astro-numerologist, how is that connected with people who supposedly can read the day you was born and everything, and read and give you a prediction per month or per day? Do you also do that?
Yeah, I do readings. Yes, I do readings. And then, so I don't call it predictive numerology. I call it more, it's more solution-based. It's solution-based. So what happens is, we look at someone's date of birth, and we look at their name, how the name is vibrating, and we see where they're living, and then we try to fine-tune the energy. The name needs a little slight correction. We do resonate with a higher frequency, or the home needs a patch, or the business name has to be improved, or certain colors have to come in, the phone numbers have to be corrected, or, the cars have to play, all that. So all these things around you, are gemstones have to be worn, right? So you just fine-tune the energy. So basically you increase the resonation, right, to raise your frequency, right? Yeah. So you attract more. You attract better luck, You know how it is? You rise in the chakra. So if you're sitting in the root chakra, you want to pick you up and take you higher into higher chakras, to improve your luck, to make you more successful. But then even after that is done, one has to remember that, right? We all have our cycles and our times, periods, right? So all these numbers, your vibrations vibrate certain months of the year. I'm going to say for someone like me, right, I'm born on this is my date of birth, April the 3rd. So my luck always is better, in March, and then March, May, and then end of the year. So it's more spring and fall time. Yeah. So I see you guys know it's more like February and then in the middle of the year. So one has to know your best period,
Well, let me ask you this. I'm a mature woman, and Chris is a young man. So can you just, by knowing our birth date and everything, tell us how we're going to do this year with love, He's single, I'm single, how we going to do individually.
I'm not single.
You're not single?
I didn't tell you, Terry. I'll tell you later.
Okay. But anyway, I'm single. So do the numbers also tell me that, this year is going to be a good year for me to partner up and find me some love?
Yes. Love energy is going to be good, yeah. Yeah, it definitely will.
Definitely. But anyway,
yes.
I'm going to ask the question.
All right. Well, Jesse,
yes.
You're such an expert with numbers, and I'm just curious, do you ever take a break from numbers, or is numbers also part of also part of your downtime?
I do take breaks from numbers, you know, but the phone rings so much, you know, that I just like you said, sometimes I just turn my phone off, you know. I just let my downtime be my downtime, yeah. And I know my body knows sometimes, you know, it's now I need to cut off and take a break for myself, you know, because what happens then, people keep calling you, and then, you know, you also become a dumping ground in some ways because, you know, all the energy starts collecting on you. So you need to go and clear yourself and release a lot of stuff, you know? So I do that.
Mm-hmm,
I do it off and on. I take my ocean walks, and I, you know, it's like to sit on the water, beach and all that, and clear my energy. I do it all the time, yeah.
Well,
awesome.
You know, what Chris
awesome.
Just asked you brought me to a question, and that question is, I dream a lot. Some people say they don't dream, but I dream, and I dream in color and everything, and I had a dream recently. Do you know how to decipher what a person dreams mean?
Hmm. But your dreams, you know, if you remember them, they always give you a message, you know, and your dreams with your numerology, I can tell they give you the information every single time, you know, and
mm-hmm.
then you can, but just with your dreams, you can interpret your, you know, you can know how your day is going to be. So if your next dream, you know, if you remember what you dreamt, and then just observe the day, you know, see how the day goes, just that day only.
So,
right?
Okay, so the
just
last dream I had, my mom, she passed on, but I dreamt that I was in this big three-story building that I thought she owned, and I was running people out of there because they was in there doing drugs and being homeless and being bringing the property down. And then when I went to the neighborhood, I was going door to door to door, asking people, let me see proof that you belong there. And then on the corner at this office, I stopped, and the person who really owned the property, he said that was fine what I was doing, you know. And then I saw a lady from my church. She showed up, and her husband, who was passed away, he was down the street walking. He said, oh, he's getting the car. And so I was wondering, what did that mean? My daughter said it means that God got a plan for me to go and handle business, but he's going to protect me as I do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, actually. It's like you're helping people, and then there's a hand above you, right? So, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. You've been guided to do that, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you for telling
me
that.
Yeah, that's a positive dream, you know. That's a sign from God. You know? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's a very positive dream. Yeah, that's good.
And is there
very
anything
good.
That me and Chris can do to be in the right mindset so that we can receive all the positive energies and receive, you know, just be at one, you know, because we're moving so fast in this world, and it's only like a speck in time, you know, but we're moving so fast we don't realize it. How do we slow down the pace and receive what's happening before we go to that next destination in time?
I think you just need to ground yourself, you know. It's about grounding your energy, you know. That's what you do. And So, there are various crystals that are used for grounding too, you know, the black obsidian is a good crystal for grounding, you know, and then there's another Rudraksha bead that comes from the kingdom of Nepal, you know, it's called
mm-hmm.
a 18-faceted Rudraksha bead, right? They
mm-hmm.
grow on trees, they carry a certain frequency, they're very powerful. And something like that also would ground you, right? It grounds you
right.
because... See, grounding is so important because grounding also brings a lot of wealth. You see, it brings abundance. You know, so I think that's what is needed. Once you ground right, once you get grounded with these crystals, right, or that energy, it's like a tree that's going to, you know, grow and grow taller, right? So I think
right,
that's what
right,
needs
like
to be done.
Key.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. On your website, do you sell different kinds of crystals and beads and pearls and things or not?
No, I don't sell any of these things there. But, you know, what happens is I tell my clients, you know, and then they pretty much, you know, buy it from wherever they want to. And then once in a while, if they want me to check the energy, I do that. But otherwise,
okay.
I don't sell any of these things. I just do readings only.
Okay. Chris, you can ask your question before I ask my next question.
All right. Jesse, out of curiosity, will there be other books on numerology coming from you, or is like how many are there unpublished works in that you wish to publish?
Yeah, I have some more in the pipeline, right? I'm working on some, right? Yeah, and on this book business, you know, it just kind of comes through, you know, you can't rush anything, you know? It just starts coming in, right? You know, I started another project and I'm working on it. So
awesome.
Yeah. So what do you think? Do you think I'll be writing another book?
I believe so. because I write as well, and I know that sometimes things that spit out of you, you can't contain it. You got to write it down, you know. But you know, sometimes people don't publish their works because of finances. But if you got the finances, and I know that you do, just let it marinate till you feel that it's complete. You know, let it come out. You know,
exactly. I like the word marinate. Yeah. That is so perfect. Excellent. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Tell us how soon did you get into the astronumerologist thing before you became a passion and you focused more time on it? What age frame were you at when you realized, wow, I want to learn more about this? Because I've always been very curious about, you know, the galaxy and the different things out there that we don't know anything about. So people say my head is in the clouds, but, you know, I've always had that fixation. Like when they say it's going to be a rarity, like an eclipse, or you're going to be able to see the moon or Venus, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, I would go outside because I'd be saying, well, let the rays sprinkle down on me just in case there's something that's a positive thing coming down on me. So I was wondering, when did you feel the attraction towards astrology?
Yeah, I think I was fairly young. You know, my younger days, you know, I served the Indian military for about 7 or 8 years. And, there's something in me that should tell me all the time, you know, and I used to listen to it. But then I come from a very conservative, devout Sikh, you know, a Sikh religion. You know, Sikhs Sikhs are not too much into numbers and numerology. They are more into, you know, so reading the holy book, right? That's it. You know, read the holy book,
Amen.
And they do their service and humanitarian, help mankind, and that's it, right? And so for Sikhs to, you know, talk about numbers and all that, you know, is, you know, they say, oh, no, God knows all the numbers, right? He knows all the right numbers. So that's how it was. But now it's different, right? Now there's so much research happening, and, you know, there are all kinds of Sikhs into a whole bunch of different stuff. But to your question, yeah, so I had this earlier in my very younger years, you know, when I was in my early 20s, you know, I would feel that. But just like I said, coming back home, my father was not, my parents were not too much into, they were very religious people. And then I think in my family, I'm the only one who kind of, then I ventured out and came out to the States, and then I, you know, had my own life experience, and then I, you know, I was pulled into this, and then I just kept going with it, right? Then I just went with the flow, and it just kept, and for some very mysterious reason, you know, it just keeps going, right? And I wonder sometimes myself, you know, like, you know, how it is here and there, and I mean, it's like, you know, I feel it's coming from the universe, you know. I feel very guided and very blessed.
Well, I was going to say this. I used to live in California, and one time I went into these people's homes that I thought were going to be friends, and my cat that I had hissed and back got all tight, and I felt so uncomfortable. It was like, you know, let me get out of this house real quick. I just felt some kind of weird energy, and I found out later on that the house that I was at, those people were part of a cult, and they had found someone not too far from there who was dead, used as a ritual sacrifice. And so now, by you being into real estate and you're showing property, do you ever go into a property and you feel like, ugh, this energy don't feel good, you know? And because I feel it sometimes. And by people moving around, sometimes I think when they go in a house, they need to bless it, sage it, or whatever they're going to do, because you don't know what was there before you got there.
I agree with you. That's absolutely true, you know. That's absolutely true, you know, and that. And then what also happens is that Terry, that there are a lot of realtors, you know, they don't really care, you know, they they are in the business of making money. You know, they want a client in and a, you know, close the escrow and then collect your check and go, right? I'm sure, because they don't know better, right? You can't say that they know, you know, they don't know better. All that they know is to get a client and close the deal. But then I do feel that it is very important for, you know, for the agents to understand a little more than just making the money, right? Because they have to realize that they're putting a small family, so maybe one or two kids in a house, which is not the best energy, right? So you just imagine, you leave them there and you move off to your next client, and you ever come back and ask them, how are you doing, or how are things for you, or no, you know, I mean, bad numbers can bring in all kinds of challenges from, you know, name it, diseases to, you know, as well as cancer to, you know, other health problems to, you know, complete lack of progress to kids going on a tangent, right? So these things, like you said, and then, you know, and the unknown, like you said, I mean, heavy energy, you know, which a lot of people, you know, they maybe they don't know what to do with it, right? You know how it is? They're not that sensitive.
Yeah. So I follow my instinct. When something makes me feel like, ooh, hair on my skin is falling on my neck, I get out of there because I be thinking the Lord is trying to tell me something. It's time to move. But I'm going to let Chris ask this question because we pretty much getting run out of time. So, Chris, ask your question, darling.
All right. Well, Jesse, are you the only numerology person in your family? Is this something that you was raised with, or did it come later in life?
It came later in life. Actually, you're right. I am the only numerology person in my entire family. You're absolutely. That's a great question. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
I am the only one.
So, do your family come to you to help them figure out what direction they need to go, and does it work for them when they follow your instructions?
Yeah, it's interesting you ask that question, right? My family members, there are some who consult with me, some, a few, right?
Mm-hmm.
But most of them don't.
Okay.
Yeah, but most of them don't. But the outside world and all this, you know, I don't know, that doesn't stop, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of families, I don't know if this is true about your family, but a lot of families, when one person make it, the rest of the family think it's community money, you know, like your wealth is their wealth, you know, and it's not, you know, you got to put the work in. What's yours is yours, but you want to share is one thing, but for someone you think they're entitled to have what you worked hard for, that's a different story, you know? And my last question I have for you, like, I believe in houses that's been haunted. You know, I watch lots of funny news and stuff, and I've seen the shows about The Exorcist or Amityville Horror, you know, those kind of houses, you know, have you ever been into a home yourself and it kind of freaked you out and you decided you didn't want to deal with that house?
He's a close friend of mine. His sister lives here in the Silicon Valley, and she had invited me one time to her home, right? And then you know, there was some kind of a homicide took place there in that same property, and when I went to see that place, right, and I could feel that energy right on the door as I entered.
Ooh.
And then I told this this my friend's sister. I said, I feel very heavy on the door, and then so she said, sit down, and she brought me some tea, and then she told me what happened there. You know, somebody was killed there. And so that I felt that vibe very strongly, but they didn't care. But later they did leave that house, you know. I suggested very strongly, I said, you should just let this house go and move elsewhere, which they did, you know. They left that house and they got out of there. But for me to pick it up at the door, absolutely I did. I felt very weird. I had a headache, you know. I was very out, you know. Yes, so that I remember, yes, yes.
You know, Jesse, you're an awesome guy, man, and I love talking to you. But,
thank you.
Chris, if you got another question, you better make it quick because we're running out of time. And I just love talking to you, Jesse.
I don't have another question. I was agreeing with you. Jesse's awesome. Jesse, I'm learning so much tonight from Jesse.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
And,
I'm so grateful.
I've heard that when people go into the house with negative energy, they, like you just said, they get headaches. Or they just feel, like, very uncomfortable, you know. And I've had on my show before people, paranormal, who do ghost busting or whatever they want to call it. And I ask them why they do it, and that's one of their things. But ain't no way, because I believe, and tell me if this is true or not, I believe that sometimes negative energy can jump on you, or more or less, say for instance, a negative spirit can jump into you if you're somewhere you ain't supposed to be. Is that possible that a negative entity can jump into you or whatever?
I think it can, absolutely. I think it can, yeah. Because, you know, you hear all kinds of stories. You know, I come from India, and and it's an ancient country with so many things. I've seen so many people there, and mysterious things that have no explanation, right? And,
right.
You know, and people dying. Yeah, so I absolutely. I've seen a lot of this in the past, and yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, I have a very close friend from India named Patel, and, Kumar, he always told me these different stories, and I said, I agree. And even though I call Jesus a different thing than what y'all call it, I believe that universally every religion has the same common theme, you know, that, you know, there was a flood somewhere in their teaching. There was a higher power that came down. I believe that stuff, you know, and I just want to thank you so much for telling me my numbers are 2 and 7 and get cat's eye and find some crystals, because I see people weighing crystals, and I want to attract positive energy, because I believe what you put out in the atmosphere will come back. So I'm trying to be nice, kind, you know, I'm not trying to have a lot of negativity, because I don't want that on my spirit. I want my spirit to be light.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, it will be. I'm so grateful for giving me a chance to be with you guys today, and thank you very much. So.
Well, Jesse, if you want to come back, just let me know, because I might talk to you. All you got to do is you got my phone number, call me at home, say, hey, Terry, look, I got to know what you want to talk about or the other book you want to go into more detail. Just let me know, and I'll reschedule you.
Oh, thank you. I will do that. You're so kind. Thank
you
so much.
Do. And tell everybody how to get your books again and how much they cost and how to get to your website.
Yeah, so my books, the first book is called The Power of Home Numbers, and the second book is called All About Numbers. And both these books are available on Amazon, or you can get it from my website, which is jessekalsi.com. So it's spelled JessekalSi.com. And you can get a hard copy, or you can...
Sorry, real quick, when you say The Power of Home Numbers, what are home numbers? You talking about like the prime numbers? And like, you know, like in math, you're talking about the home numbers that way?
No, just a street number. You can see the numbers on the door. You see
really?
The number of the door.
That's what my number on my door is, 127.
Yeah, 127 is a good number for you.
Oh, okay. There's a 2 in there and 7 in there and one person. Hi. I like that. Justin, I love talking to you, darling. And like I said, if you want to come back, if we can get more detail, please call me, text me, say, Terry, look, I ain't finished talking yet, and I'll get you back on. And I know Chris might talk to you, because I'm learning, and Chris is learning at the same time. I like Justin teaching stuff, you know. But on that note, I'm going to have to say we got to let you go for right now. But you know how to reach me. And everybody else, go to Amazon.com. Go to his website, Jesse, JessekalSi.com. Get his books. He got 2 books. And you'll be blessed to read them. It's not a help book. It's just a book to make you aware of certain things in your own life. And this guy is phenomenal. He is world-renowned. So you better jump on it. And Jesse, have a beautiful and safe and healthy weekend. And the same to you, Chris. And it was a pleasure having you here today on a Friday talking with us.
Thank you very much. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Take care, Chris.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.